Record high, 95 in 1931. Record low, 32 in 1967. Last year's high was 78 and the low, 50. Sunset will happen at 7:23 this evening. This morning, sunrise time will be at around 6:33. The wind, the air is calm right now after a little bit of a breeze earlier this morning. The barometer at 29.95 is up slightly. No precipitation today. After an overnight low of 49, we're at 51 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
News time from ABC is next on WRCO FM and Richland Center, sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search resumes at daybreak in southeastern Kentucky for the man police believe fired his assault-style rifle at cars along I-75 over the weekend. Five people were injured. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump preparing to square off in their first debate on ABC. It'll happen tomorrow night. Here's ABC's Christiane Cordero.
Trump is not participating in mock debates, instead holding informal policy sessions with advisors.
We're run by stupid people. Stupid, stupid people. And we found that out at the debate with Joe. How did that work out? And we're going to find it out again on Tuesday night.
A new poll shows a tight race. Trump at 48% among likely voters. Harris at 47%. Well within the margin of error.
Not only will it be their first debate, it'll be the first time Harris and Trump have ever met. Pope Francis has arrived in Timor-Leste. An outdoor mass could draw 750,000 people. This is ABC News. Google is facing a new antitrust lawsuit. Several states have joined with the Department of Justice in the suit, calling Google's ad technology dominance a monopoly. This comes a month after another trial ended with a federal judge ruling Google does hold a monopoly over internet searches. A ghost scaring up a bunch of money at the box office.
The living. The dead.
Beetlejuice soaking up box office sales big time, pouring in $110 million in its opening weekend, the film scoring the second biggest September opening of all time. Deadpool and Wolverine play second at the box office with $7.2 million in its seventh weekend in theaters, and Reagan, about the 40th president of the United States, continues to beat expectations. It came in third place in its second weekend, earning $5.2 million. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And bankruptcy at Big Lots, the retailer announcing this morning it is going into Chapter 11. The company says some of its locations will be closing down. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Today's Look at Sports on is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your certified Firestone on the Farm Tire Service, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Kyle Freeland pitched one-run ball for six innings, and Sam Hillard hit a three-run home run as the Rockies beat the National League Central leading Brewers 4-1 yesterday. Milwaukee has the day off today before beginning a weekend or a series midweek against San Francisco. San Francisco was a winner yesterday against San Diego, 7-6. Cincinnati, 3-1 over the Mets. Miami, 10. Philadelphia, 1. Pittsburgh, 7. Washington, 3. In the American League, Tampa Bay, 2-0 over Baltimore. The White Sox, 7. Boston, 2. Kansas City, 2-0 over Minnesota. Texas, 7. The Angels, 4. Detroit, 9-1 over Oakland. Interleague play, the Cubs 2-1 over the Yankees, Atlanta 4, Toronto 3, Seattle 10-4 over St. Louis, it was the Dodgers 4, Cleveland nothing, Arizona 12-6 over Houston. And from the NFL, Buffalo 34-28 over Arizona, the Bears 24, Tennessee 17, Houston 29, Indianapolis 27, Miami 20, Jacksonville 17, Minnesota 28, the Giants 6, New England 16, Cincinnati 10, New Orleans over Carolina 47-10, Pittsburgh 18-10 over Atlanta, the Chargers 22, Las Vegas 10, Seattle 26, Denver 20, Dallas 33, Cleveland 17, Tampa Bay 37, Washington 20, and Detroit 1 in overtime last night over the Rams 26-20. NFL action tonight, Monday Night Football, has the Jets playing at San Francisco. And that's an update on sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
An estimated 51 million Americans suffer from chronic pain. That's nearly one in four. While treating the underlying cause of pain is best, the path to relief isn't always so direct. If the root cause of your chronic pain cannot be found or cured, the pain management team at the Richland Hospital and Clinics can help. Our team works with your primary care provider to offer treatment options that allow you to get back to doing the things you need to do. Reach out to your provider today and ask for a referral.
A high of 81 with sunshine and balmy conditions. West winds around 10. Mainly clear tonight, a low of 52. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warm, a high of 81. Wednesday, partly cloudy to sunny and very warm, a high of 85. Thursday, mostly sunny, continued much warmer than normal, and a high of 87. Yesterday's high here at the studios was 74. We've been as low as 49 this morning. Right now it is 51 degrees. Today is Monday, September 9th.
I've I believe I see.
Diamond Rio and Mirror, Mirror. I stay away from those if I can, that's for sure. The best way to comb your hair is to kind of look at your shadow and make sure it's staying down. Use some lard to put it down or whatever. Anyway, hopefully you had a great weekend. It was a nice weekend for the Richland County Fair, one of the better ones, and that's for sure. That wasn't too hot. Animals, I'm sure, enjoyed their time out there. And details on lots of goodies, lots of food. Yeah, I wandered around a couple of times, and it was, really good stuff. It's, your head just spins there. When you do I get a hamburger? Do I get a steak sandwich? Do I get sloppy joes? Do I get cheese curds? Do I get pizza? Do I get funnel cakes? Do I get ice cream? You know, so many decisions. That's the hard thing. And June only gives me so much of an allowance, you know. So anyway, here's Chris Jansen.
On a tracker boat on a big blue lake, and a brand new truck in my driveway. Lotto ticket worth $1 million, and a bigger one on the wall. I want my boys, my team to win, wailing on the radio again. I want what I want, but hey, don't we all? When that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one. Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than alright. Baby, all I need is you.
Keep those backpacks light to avoid strain on your child's back. A lighter load means a safer school day. This message has been sponsored by the Riverdale School District, Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center.
Up from second base, Dad's up in the stands. He saw the hit, the run, the slide. There ain't no bigger fan. In the parking lot after the game, he said, Dad, I thought you had a plane to catch. He smiled and said, yeah, son, I did. But life's not the breath you take, the breathing in and out that gets you through the day ain't what it's all about. You just might miss the point, trying to win the race. Life's not the breath you take, but the moments that take your breath away. Fast forward 15 years and 1,000 miles away, boy's built a life, he's got a wife and a baby due today. He hears a voice saying, I made it, son. Says, I told you, Dad, you didn't have to come. He smiles and says, yeah, I know you did. But life's not the breath you take, the breathing in and out that gets you through the day ain't what it's all about. You just might miss the point, trying to win the race. Life's not the breath you take, but the moments that take your breath away. Like it took my breath away when Dad took his last that morning. Life's not the breaths you take, the breathing in and out that gets you through the day ain't what it's all about. You just might miss the point if you don't slow. It's not the breaths you take, but the moments that take your breath away.
George Strait on WRCO Radio. Good morning, 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Our get-together continues with a look at news, weather, and sports. Today at 6:30, it wasn't the greatest weekend for Wisconsin sports. I guess the Badgers won. They had a little bit of a struggle, but they did win. But the Brewers and Packers, no. I knew the Packers game was going to be a tough one. I just thought maybe with the Packers having the last chance of the ball, maybe that would be the team that would win in that game. But, of course, as we all know now, Mr. Jordan Love getting hurt, that doesn't, I think, help our real chances. And he was my starter on my fantasy football team. So that hurts my team as well. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Don't learn safety by accident is the theme for this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. Chevy, find new roads. Riverdale Ag is an independent, full-service, small-town ag business ready to supply your feed, grain, seed, and agronomy needs. Julie Karen State Farm Insurance provides auto, home, business, and life insurance, plus financial services. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And the Richland Locker, established in 1939, is where you'll find quality meat sales, delicious snack items, custom slaughtering, and freezer service.
Are you a skilled mechanic who loves working outdoors? The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort is hiring a golf and groundskeeping maintenance mechanic. This full-time, year-round position offers a unique opportunity to keep the beautiful grounds in top shape. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Join the House on the Rock and make a difference every day.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from the Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
For top quality post-frame buildings, see Burnham Lumber Company of Rui. Burnham's has been constructing buildings in the tri-state area since 1954. That's 70 years of building experience. Machine sheds, cattle sheds, freestall and amp, parlor setups, garages, insulated shops, storage and commercial buildings, residential shouses, and much more, all built to your exact needs. Call 943-6323 today to schedule your construction project. Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, recognized by the NFBA and the FBA as an accredited post-frame builder. It is 6:22. Good morning from WRCO. We hope your Monday morning goes as well as Monday morning can go. Here's Chris Stapleton.
Like a cloud of dust, my heart always wants to run.
Ought to shoot that last one down now. Pass on that one more round now. Closing in on two, late 30. Better get home, gotta hit it hard early. Yep. You got a pretty girl looking at you there, giving you that what you gonna do stare. You say no, gonna call it a night now, but you're all wrapped up in the right now. Yeah, gonna buy her a drink, no time to think. Yeah, you try to say that you can't stay, but her smile said, why can't you? Gonna wind up staying there, ain't ya? Yep. There you go, about to drop another 50. Another shot of that fireball whiskey. Tomorrow this night's gonna own me. No reason to go home lonely. Yeah, gonna buy her a drink, no time to think. Yeah, you try to say that you can't stay. Her smile said, why can't you? Gonna wind up staying there, ain't ya? Yeah, round and round you got her now dancing with ya. Gonna lean in, kiss ya.
Easton Corbin on WRCO Radio. Good Monday morning. We'll take a look at news and weather and sports. Speaking of weather, it's going to change a little bit, warm toward the end of the week. So don't put your summer wardrobe away in that Rubbermaid just yet.
Don't miss incredible deals at Macy's one-day sale today. Save on what you need to get ready for cooler weather with limited-time specials so good they won't last. Like fall cardigans, 40% off. Shoes for her, 30 to 50% off. And reversible comforters, 60 to 70% off. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn rewards on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Basketball, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies caring for you and about you, and also by BL Signs for your business signage needs. Sunny today at a high of 81 with west winds around 10 expected, and then tonight mainly clear, a low of 52. We are back down to our overnight low this morning. It is 49.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee, and here is what you need to know. A single vehicle crash occurred on Sunday morning at approximately midnight in rural Elroy in the town of Hillsboro. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports a 17-year-old male was operating a pickup truck traveling northwest on County Road WW, northwest of State Highway 33, when the operator lost control while negotiating a curve to the left. The vehicle went off the right side of the roadway, struck an embankment, overturned several times, and came to a rest in a field. Seatbelts did not appear to be used in the vehicle, and a 16-year-old passenger was ejected from the vehicle. The operator was either ejected or exited the vehicle on his own. Both were seriously injured and transported to Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro by Hillsboro Area Ambulance. The operator was later flown to the University of Wisconsin in Madison by UW Health MedFlight. At approximately 1 a.m., the 16-year-old passenger was pronounced dead at Gunderson St. Joseph's by Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Although the investigation is ongoing, speed, alcohol, and vehicle equipment are only appearing to be the contributing factors. There is no further information at this time. The incident remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. Former President Donald Trump posted a warning on his social media site threatening to jail those involved in unscrupulous behavior this election, which he said would be under intense scrutiny. Trump wrote late Saturday, "When I win, those people that cheated will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, which will include long-term prison sentences, so that this depravity of justice does not happen again." He again sowed doubt about the integrity of the election. Even though cheating is incredibly rare, Trump's post comes just days before his first and likely only debate tomorrow night against Vice President Kamala Harris. Vice President Harris plans a four-day campaign trip through major swing states after the Democrats' debate with Republican Donald Trump. Her New Way Forward tour will include a new television spot, rallies, canvassing events, and programs designed to target important voting groups. The period after Tuesday's debate in Philadelphia marks the start of the aggressive sprint toward the end of what has been a dramatic race. Harris kicks off her tour Thursday in North Carolina, and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will be in Michigan. On Friday, Harris will return to Pennsylvania while Walz is in Michigan and Wisconsin. More details will come out this week. Three individuals were arrested during a traffic stop early Friday morning. At approximately 1:39, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted the stop on U.S. Highway 14 in the township of Arena. Arrested were Michael B. Perkins, 46, of Muscadet, Kenneth S. Holden, 32, of Richland Center, and Michelle L. Olson, 45, of Muscadet. Perkins was arrested on charges of manufacturing and delivering cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture, compound, convert, produce, or store methamphetamine, bail jumping, ID tampering, failure to install, and court order violation. Holden was arrested on charges of manufacturing and delivering a methamphetamine, possession of THC, also bail jumping, resisting or obstructing an officer, probation violation, arrest warrant, and bail jumping. Olson was arrested on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, manufacturing and delivering cocaine, possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture methamphetamine, and presence of a child less than 14 years old. Michael Perkins and Kenneth Holden were both transported to Iowa County Jail, where they remain at this time. Michelle Olson was also transported to Iowa County Jail, where she was later released. Friday evening at approximately 7:35, the Iowa County Sheriff's deputies conducted a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 14 near Road K in the township of Arena. As a result of the stop, Quinn E. Juno, 22, of Sun Prairie, was arrested on charges of operating without a valid license, second offense, possession of THC, possession of cocaine. Juno was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she was later released. Also on Friday at approximately 8:28, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance on State Road 23 in the township of Mineral Point. As a result of the disturbance, Patrick C. Ford, 64, of Mineral Point, was arrested on the charge of domestic battery. Ford was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where he remains at this time. Charges are filed against the man accused in the fatal shooting death of UW Whitewater student Kara Welsh. 23-year-old Chad Richards of Loves Park, Illinois, made his initial court appearance on Friday. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and is being held in the Walworth County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. Whitewater police say the 21-year-old Welsh was shot multiple times the night of August 30th. Police responded to an apartment on a call from Richards and found Welsh lying in a pool of blood with no pulse. Richards said he and Welsh argued, and they took a handgun from Welsh and shot her because he feared for his life. Some eggs sold in Wisconsin are making people sick. The Department of Health Services say those eggs sold under the label Milo's Poultry Farms or Tony's Fresh Market are contaminated with salmonella. The bad eggs were sold in 9 different states. 42 people have been sickened in Wisconsin. If you have any eggs with those labels on them, throw them out immediately. UW-Madison police say of the 47 ejections Saturday at Camp Randall, 37 were UW students, as were all 18 arrested. Police also issued 19 tickets to UW students. Those ticketed and ejected included 18 for underage drinking and 1 for false identification. 16 of the ejections were for tobacco use, 4 for possession of unauthorized alcohol, and 2 for intoxication. 5 people contacted by police had a blood alcohol content of 0.20% or higher, and 3 people were taken to detox during the game Saturday in Madison. Coming up, a look at weather for this week.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 81, sunny and balmy conditions with west winds around 10, mainly clear and 52 tonight. Tuesday, partly cloudy and warm and a high of 81 degrees. Currently in the WRCO country, partly cloudy conditions after a daytime high yesterday of 74. We dropped to the current reading. The midnight mark was 52, and right now it is 49 degrees.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's a perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, love seats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main and Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and 2-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, starting at 11:30.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. The forecast for today, sunny and balmy and a high of 81. As we head toward the rest of the week, it's going to be up there in that mid to upper 80s range. So it will be feeling a little bit less like football weather by the time we hit the fourth weekend of the high school football season. Speaking of football, there are JV games tonight in the area, including Richland Center hosting Prairie du Chien, a JV game that gets underway at 5:30 this afternoon. River Valley's JV team will be taking on Dodgeville this afternoon, and Weston will be taking on their opponent today, Oneewoke Weston at Oneewoke Center versus DeSoto in eight-player JV football scheduled for today. The Packers will go with Malik Willis as their starting quarterback when they meet the Indianapolis Colts this coming weekend. Both teams will be looking for their first victory of the young season. Jordan Love has been diagnosed with a sprained MCL after his late-game injury in the loss to the Eagles. Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks. Several reports indicate Green Bay has also reached out to veteran quarterback Ryan Tannehill, and if an agreement is reached, there could be a change in the starting position. Willis was obtained in a trade on August 26th. Lots of highlights yesterday in the pro ranks, and football included Buffalo over Arizona, 34-28. The Bears came from behind. They were down at one point, 17-0, came back to win 24-17. Houston, 29, Indianapolis, 27. Miami, 20, Jacksonville, 17. The Vikings beat the Giants, 28-6. New England, 16, Cincinnati, 10. New Orleans, 47, Carolina, 10. Pittsburgh, 18-10 over Atlanta. The Chargers 22, Las Vegas 10, Seattle 26-20 over Denver, Dallas 33, Cleveland 17, Tampa Bay 37, Washington 20, and in overtime, Detroit 26-20 over the Rams. Brewers starter Freddie Peralta was pitching shutout ball when he was touched for a three-run home run. That was in the fifth inning Sunday. That blast by Rocky outfielder Sam Hilliard saddled Peralta with a 4-1 loss, and the Rockies took the weekend series as well. Milwaukee batters were held to 8 runs and 17 hits in the 3 games over the weekend. In terms of the Brewers' lead over the Cubs in the National League Central standings, that shrinks to a total of 9 games. As we look at the update, the Brewers lead over the Cubs still there with 19 left in the regular season. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Well, now we have a work cut out for us. You know, this was a week where we could have made up some ground and really done some things, and now we've got some great opponents. We usually play better against great opponents, but we got some great opponents. The Giants on the road, one of the biggest home field advantages, and then we got the hottest team in baseball 7 times, and then we got the Phillies, best record in the league.
That's manager Pat Murphy. The Brewers have the day off before a game in San Francisco on Tuesday evening. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Pittsburgh 7-3 over Washington, Miami 10-1 over Philadelphia, and Cincinnati beat the Mets 3-1, San Francisco 7, and San Diego 6. In the American League, Tampa Bay 2, Baltimore 0, White Sox 7, Boston 2, Kansas City 2-0 over the Twins, Texas 7, the Angels 4, Detroit 9-1 over Oakland. And in interleague play, the Cubs were winners against the Yankees 2-1, Atlanta 4, Toronto 3, Seattle 10-4 over St. Louis, Dodgers 4, Cleveland 0, Arizona 12-6 over Houston. For the second week in a row, the Badgers were able to win a close game. They were heavily favored to win. This time, the final score was 27-13 over the South Dakota Jackrabbits. Senior running back Ches Malusi scored 2 touchdowns, and quarterback Tyler Van Dyke threw a scoring pass. Wisconsin grabbed a 14-0 lead in the first period, but was only ahead 17-13 late in the third frame. The Badgers did put up 4 plays of more than 22 yards in the game. The biggest was C.J. Williams, 50-yard touchdown reception from Van Dyke. The test gets tougher Saturday when the number 4 Alabama team comes in to visit Camp Randall Stadium. That's an update on Monday Morning Sports. I'm Phil Nee. This update is sponsored by the Homesteader Store.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality 4-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. operators. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
100.9 WRCO.
A nutritious lunch to keep your kids energized and ready to learn all day long. Remember, good food fuels good learning. Don't forget to keep your kids hydrated throughout the school day, because a well-hydrated mind stays sharp and focused. This back-to-school safety tip is brought to you by Richland Electric, Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, and Burnham Lumber.
To the stars above you, ain't shining in the sky no more. I'm just flesh and bones. Singing, I love you to the stars above, you ain't shining.
Russell Dickerson on WRCO Radio. I think it's Joke Monday, so I better see if I can find some jokes. I don't know. I've got some bubble gum over there that may have some Bazooka Joe jokes or something. They don't put them in the bottom of the Jolly Good soda cans anymore. Maybe Cracker Jacks has a little joke book. I think the last time I got Cracker Jacks, I got a tattoo.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
My life is always on, every single day. And the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m. New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Oh, yes, indeed. On this our Monday morning get-together, the 9th of September, we move on and give you some updates, including a household and youth exhibit now being accepted for Viola Horse and Colt Show. It'll be another big event coming up in our community soon. Premium books are at Richland County Bank and WCCU. Online entries will be accepted until today. Today is the deadline for that. So be aware, and we move on with some info to get you in the know today. Old Henry Bray has just showed up there after his wild weekend, so we'll chat with him a little bit later on this morning right here on the radio. Here's Kelsey Ballerini.
I got an eye with a mess I gotta clean up. I know you'll be showing up with bleach. All those names that we don't ever speak of. Got a couple nights that have slipped my mind. Proof and photographs have been deleted. If you ever need it. By the dozen, you know where my skeletons sleep. Hypothetically, if you ever kill your husband, hand on the Bible, I'd be lying to my teeth. It's dirt on you, it's dirt on me.
Kelsey Ballerini on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the